Now back to Linda Wertheimer in Boston. Linda, I understand you've been joined there by a delegate from Florida, Doris Rosen.
Absolutely right. Doris is here.
Good afternoon, Linda.
And Ms. Rosen, thanks for joining us. I'd like to ask you, what are you hoping to get out of the convention? What are the important issues for you?
Well, it's not what I can get. It's what I can bring back to my community that's so important. And I want to bring back the enthusiasm and the energy that I feel when I go to conferences like this and conventions like this and spread it around the community and tell everybody that we've got our work cut out for us, but that we can absolutely accomplish what we set out to do.
Ms. Rosen, you're from Pasco County in Florida, where the Democrats lost the election by a tiny sliver of votes. In the state, not the county, right?
Well, our county went for Gore,
right.
Yes.
Do you think that, the sort of long-running election of last year, something like that could happen again?
Well, we're really trying to get it right this time. I understand that Kerry will be coming in with lawyers and that there will be a lawyer stationed in every county to overlook the entire situation. There still is problems going on with some of the new equipment that has been purchased.
So, but you're working on it.
But they're working on it, and we're advising everybody to call in for an absentee ballot, make a copy of the ballot, and then send it in so that there'll be a record.
Ms. Rosen, I'm wondering if I could ask you, what's the mood of Democrats back in Pasco County? Are people fired up?
Very much so. We've got some very important local races, and we're hoping to get people fired up over the local races and then bring that forward to the state and national races. We've got many, many people who are calling on a daily basis to volunteer, dropping off money, volunteering to do whatever they can. It's not so much bad-mouthing Bush as changing the face of government and making it more people-friendly.
And I'm wondering, how do Democrats there feel about John Kerry?
Well, before, I think we were really spread out a lot. There were a lot of Dean supporters. There were a lot of Kerry supporters. And then I think we have all come under the Kerry tent. And his support of Democrats that I have come across, I would say, is just about 100% Kerry. We are all behind him.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Doris Rosen, a delegate from the state of Florida in Boston for this week's Democratic National Convention. Linda, before we say goodbye to you, I'm wondering if you could give us a little bit of a preview of coming attractions there this week. Lots of speeches every night. Anyone in particular that our listeners should be on the lookout for?
Well, I would say, of course, the keynote speaker, Barack Obama, who is a candidate for the Senate in Illinois, who will be keynoting on Tuesday night. He, I think, is part of a cadre of new Democratic leaders who will be speaking as the Democrats try to show off some of their best people. That would include folks like Governor Janet Napolitano of Arizona. She's a Democrat in a Republican state, and she's working to convert that state. Another governor, Jennifer Granholm of Michigan, a person that many people in the party think has great potential as a leader. Of course, I am always interested to see the Clintons. The Clintons are good value, and both of them will be speaking.
I should say Senator Clinton did get a moment on the
right.
Platform.
She will introduce her husband. And I'm always interested in the families, you know, the spouses and the children. Sometimes they make perfectly dreadful speeches. Sometimes they're clearly terrified to be standing up there. Sometimes they're wonderful. You know, we've seen them and both parties do this because this is the family values era. But it's always fascinating and sometimes I think very revealing. So I'm looking forward to hearing from in this case, wives and children of from the Kerry family and from the Edwards family,
and a lot of them too.
Yes, indeed, there are. There's a whole group of very good-looking young people who are, you know, in their 20s, young adults, and then two adorable little children of the Edwards family, who I don't think will be saying much, but are incredibly photogenic.
I understand, going back to the keynote speaker, Barack Obama, you had a chance to have a bit of a conversation with him today.
Well, this is a man who is, he's a state senator now. He ran for the House, and as he said, he was really destroyed by Bobby Rush. He ran against a Democrat in a primary and apparently should not have done it. But this time, his primary opponents fell by the wayside, and now his general election opponent has fallen by the wayside. Both of them laid waste by the divorce decrees, which were unsealed by the Chicago newspapers and published, and which destroyed their campaigns. So Obama is looking at the moment as though he might cruise right into the United States Senate. And he's very smart. He was president of Harvard Law Review. His father is African, is from Kenya. His mother's from Kansas. He's a very interesting sort of a new kind of leader for Chicago, I think, for the country generally. I think everybody's going to be watching him. The only thing that, you know, one of the interesting things is if he comes too fast, you know, what that might mean. But he's a very impressive character.
NPR's senior political correspondent Linda Wertheimer is in Boston at the Democratic National Convention. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Brian.
We want to remind our listeners NPR News will be providing special coverage of the Democratic Convention this week on many NPR stations.